You're tuned to WUWM. I'm education reporter Emily Files. University of Wisconsin campuses will test students living in dorms for COVID-19 every 2 weeks under a new plan announced Thursday. The plan applies to all UW schools except Madison, which has its own testing procedures for the fall semester. Governor Tony Evers is directing $32 million in federal CARES Act funding to the UW system for COVID tests, support staff to conduct the tests, and protective equipment for those workers. In a call with reporters, UW System Interim President Tommy Thompson said the funding would pay for up to 350,000 tests during the semester.
Which is a lot more testing than what we originally thought when we started. All of these together are ways in which we think we're going to be able to have a very safe opening for our students and the faculty, the instructors, and the community.
All UW schools are operating under a hybrid in-person online model this semester. The system's testing plan includes tests for symptomatic students and their close contacts, along with regular testing every 2 weeks for students living in dorms. A recent modeling study from Harvard and Yale researchers recommended college students get tested for COVID every 2 days. UW's Thompson responded to a question about whether testing every 2 weeks was enough.
We're pushing pretty hard to get as much testing in a semester as we are. We don't think you need that further testing. Would I like it? Sure, I would like it. There's no question I would like it. Anything I can do, putting my public health hat on, anything I can do to improve safety, I'm going to be for it, health safety. But is it necessary? We don't think so.
Thompson originally requested $110 million from Governor Evers to support testing, but he says the $32 million that was granted will go further than expected because the system is on track to acquire a more inexpensive type of COVID test. The antigen tests are not only less expensive, but they also produce faster results within minutes rather than days. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.